In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Spraznikom. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. Last week we focused on love your neighbor as yourself in terms of the innocents and the unborn in this country. When we hear the second gospel from St. Luke about wars and commotions and disasters and difficult things and difficult times, it could easily read things that we experience here, right? It could easily read, when you endure insanity, when you endure a sub-level education system, a media that's 100% corrupt, a government that sells us out to other countries. We could replace things that we are experiencing and things that can make some people quite angry and quite mad in their minds. You see, brothers and sisters, insanity, chaos, all the things that go with it, our wicked laws. This is all a part of what man does. I look at the new martyrs of Russia. Did they not endure something that was almost unbearable? And I imagine Tatiana could tell us some things as well. But at the time of the turn of the century in Russia, they also endured things that we read about and we acknowledge as history, but we kind of forget that sometimes we live in real time and we're seeing before us the same type of insanity and craziness and wickedness that we read about in history. Oh yeah, this time period. It's always very real, folks. We live in the real. Can you imagine seeing thousands of your churches destroyed? Can you imagine taking your children, which some laws now, they want to do that. But they literally did this in the Soviet Union. They took your children and they put you into a classroom and they say, pray to God for bread. And of course, bread didn't come. Pray to Father Joseph, Father Lenin, Father Stalin. Pray for bread. And of course, bread is brought into the classroom. They could not win the argument on merits alone, so they had to kidnap, deform, warp the minds of the young people to get them to agree to the Almighty God, the state. 40 million Ukrainians were starved because of all the wheat was taken away from them. People were baptizing their children in secret in the middle of the night in bathtubs, both sets of grandparents. Kids were baptized twice, many times.
No.
There was a village, I forgot the name of it, but a priest was serving liturgy, and the authorities came and said, if you serve this liturgy, we're going to take you out and shoot you after liturgy. And the priest continued to serve liturgy, and he was summarily shot. And for the next 17 weeks, a new priest would come, serve liturgy, and was summarily shot. This is the firm conviction of love God with everything. Not the state, not the government, not the wicked laws, not the manipulation of our children, but true earning of the white robe. I don't know if the wicked people earned a white robe? I don't know. And I'm not here to judge anybody, not even the most wicked among us. I'm not here to judge. But we know that the new martyrs of Russia, the millions that were put to death because of their faith in God and their unwillingness to bow before the wicked state, we know they wear white robes. They love the Lord our God with all their mind, with all their heart, with all their strength. It wasn't easy, it wasn't convenient, it certainly wasn't American style. It was wretched and difficult. But we don't hold up wicked people. We hold up the saints of God as those telling us it's possible to be single-minded, to love God, to love our neighbor. These things are possible. I was talking to a young man. I promised him, because we're on TV, that I would not reveal his name. So that's why I'm purposely... But as a young man, I talked on the phone. And he decided to march in the Right to Life parade. And I asked him, how did it go? I was expecting him to tell me about the people doing vulgar acts and saying vulgar things as they might pass by. And he said, that happened. But he said the thousands, the 15 or 10,000, whatever he told me, the 15 or 10,000 that were marching peacefully, singing, walking down the street, far outweighed the viciousness that met them on the side of the road. And then he said, but Father, I'm afraid. I said, why? Because if someone sees that video and they see me in the parade, I fear for my job. I fear for my education. I fear for my family. Because there are people out there and there are forces out there that can't have any tolerance of that. I wasn't going to make light of it, but I said, ah, okay. I said, you stand up for God. You stand up for the truth. All well and good. Be ready to suffer the consequences in this world. This world is not a friend of truth. This world is not a friend of other human beings. This world is only a friend of tyranny and evil and wickedness. That's what this world is a friend of. And if you're in that, then I imagine your life is probably okay. You're with the correct crowd. You're with the right crowd. But if you want to stand up and go against the grain, all well and good. Be ready to suffer the consequences. Meaning, don't be afraid. Love the Lord your God, brothers and sisters, with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, with all of your power, with all of your strength, with all of your faith, with all of the assurance from God that you will be spared. You may be killed. That's not the first time this has happened. You may end up with a white robe, however. I love the line at the end. By your patience, possess your souls. Brothers and sisters, our life as Christians in this world is not conformity to its wickedness, its evilness, its corruption. And I know that many of you are very angry and very distasteful and very distrusting of what is going on in our country alone. I always think to myself, these kinds of people and these kinds of situations have never built a country, have they? They've never built a country. They only go in to stabilize countries and seek to destroy. That means they have no power. They only destroy. Our wicked laws, our wicked politicians, our wicked media, our wicked education system is only meant to destroy. It's not meant to build. But God, brothers and sisters, He builds. In fact, our nation was supposedly founded on principles of God. George Washington said that the two pillars of this country are faith and religion. Without it, the republic will fail. This will not last if certain things are not in place. But brothers and sisters, we cannot fail. They can burn our church down. They can kill us. But we cannot fail. Because the truth is on our side. God. And as long as we love Him with all of our might, all of our soul, all of our strength, all of our faith, all of our being, in every single way, possess God in our souls and by patience. You see, we may wear the white robes, we may not, but we will certainly be guaranteed to be in the truth. And the truth, as Christ Himself found out, is not always popular. He was crucified on a cross for the truth. He was crucified because He introduced us to God. And people of evil designs and evil intentions sought to destroy that. Why do we think we're better than the Master? Why do we despair? Why do we get angry? And believe me, I know it's a lot of it's righteous indignation. But I want to try to impart on you, brothers and sisters. And by the way, I'm no expert. I'm trying to impart unto you the way of the martyrs. The way of those who said, I am not afraid to die. I'm not afraid to suffer consequences. I'm not afraid to be seen on a video marching in some parade. I'm not afraid to say something or to speak out. And for many of us, we're terrified because that's the whole idea. You're made to be afraid. But when it comes to your front porch, brothers and sisters, don't be afraid. Stand up for the truth. It doesn't matter what they do to you. They can't destroy the truth. And they can't destroy the power of the faith. And they cannot argue against those martyrs, those witnesses, those incredible people who said, do unto me as you will, I don't care. Now, I don't want you to go seek martyrdom. It may very well come to your doorstep soon enough. But if it does come, hold firm. Never ever deny your faith. Never ever be tempted to go with them. But be like the martyrs of Russia who suffered tremendously, saw their churches burned to the ground, saw their children manipulated, saw their clergy shot and crucified. Hundreds of thousands, millions of Russians died. All because of an ideology that could not win on its own merits, but had to do violence and had to do things by force and had to do things by tyranny to make its point. And of course, that didn't last. What is happening now is 17 churches a day are being rebuilt or built in Russia. And I'm not here to praise Russia because we know that there's problems there. But I'm trying to tell you that the fervent rebuilding of the faith and the growth of the faith in this country. It's hard to tell in our little community, but orthodoxy is rising in this country because we speak the truth. And we're not perfect. I'll be the first one to say that. But in our imperfection, we still proclaim the truth about God and about man. And we strive to love God with our heart, our soul, our mind, our very being, and our neighbor, who is made in the image and likeness of God, as ourselves. Love neighbor. Love even those who irritate you. And that love of neighbor is only possible when we love God completely. Amen.